Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Just a note before we get going, this is split into two parts that drop at the same time. So if you listen to part one, dive straight into part two afterwards. Hello, this is Man Baggage. My name's Russell Kane, and this is the space where we get men together to try and work out how men's brains work. Think of it like a Haynes manual for the male brain, which basically consists of two pages, a stick with a pump on the end, and then a smiley face afterwards. End of manual. That's my manual anyway. Can you touch the end of it, please? No, I'll go to sleep then. But no, we've covered lots of subjects, serious as well as light. We use something that people seem to be scared to use when we're talking about men and how men's brains work and men's mental health and emotional health. Humour. Newsflash, that's how most men function. That is the lube of most men's conversation. The more serious the conversation, the more likely a dick joke is likely to crop up in the middle of it. This can be hard for girls to understand if Terry's broken up with his wife. The first thing Terry wants to hear is, Terry's a wanker, before, how are you, Terry? Now, I realise that's hard to understand, and that's where we go wrong with men so many times. We don't understand that banter and humour is one of the ways in. Not for all gentlemen. It might also explain why we have so many females listen to this podcast. It was originally, I suppose, set up for men, men's mental health, talk about males' issues with men. And of course, now we've got half female listenership. Why? Apart from being nosy cows, women are interested in how men's brains work so they can work out how the Neanderthal in the corner of the room is malfunctioning when they look across at him. So, and today we're going to go to one of the most divisive topics of all. More recently divisive because of the fantastic performance of the Lionesses, sports, about how men love sport. But they couldn't bring it home, could they? Instead of one male brain, I've got two. I've got 16 valve. I've got more horsepower, and I'm revving. Yes. I'm revving with twice the pace. I'm joined by Fabio Bocca and Jake Boyce.
Let's go.
Hosts.
The pronunciation, I love it.
Yeah, hosts of Pit Stop, which is an amazing podcast for everyone who's obsessed with everything F1. They're also football junkies as well, from what I can see from stalking them. Fab and Jake, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It would be the easiest thing in the world for us to just now chat about how sport's divisive, how men use it to bond, how female sport doesn't get the respect it deserves, blah, blah, blah. But we might drift into stereotypes without the strong force of a female auditor to hold us to account and call bullshit on any generalisations we drift into. And today I'm joined by none other than my wife and that. It's Lindsay Kane, the wife.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I know you're scowling at me right now.
Why?
You hate me at the minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because our house renovations have gone wrong. We should do an episode about renovations.
Oh, don't. It'll just be Russell slowly killing me. That's what it would be.
Yep. Just like you're slowly killing me with this over-budget shite project. Oh. So, let's find out. Do men care more about sport than women? Lindsay, first. All your females you know, your mum, your friends, your cousins, your female friend, across the whole breadth of your female experience, do you think men give a toss more about sport than women?
Yes, I would say so. I think out of all my friends, all my girlfriends, I've got one friend, Rachel, who has just started to get into sports and she's like loving it and she's doing softball, she's doing everything. But I don't think she goes to watch the games. I think she enjoys playing it. But yeah, I don't know anyone else that goes, like, enjoys football, really. Does that say more about me?
That's a key difference, don't you think, lads? Because without getting into hot water, you're probably fine up to 16. You've got just as many girls playing sports as boys, like at school and college. But it is men who enjoy resting a pint on their beer belly and obsessing about sports they don't even play more than women. Do you agree or not?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, funnily enough, I actually don't watch a lot of sport. Jake's the football guy, but ever since we'd started this Formula One journey, I've actually started to embrace the competitiveness of it. And now we love sitting down on a Sunday and, you know, 2 hours watching a race. It's actually really enjoyable.
He hates watching the football. I have it all the time. He hates it.
I hate football.
Who do you support?
I'm Arsenal, and Fab is now Arsenal as well.
Well, I was Man City, but I've changed.
Ooh. Lindsay is right next to the Arsenal station in Highbury at the moment. I love staying at that flat just to enjoy the silence on match days.
Not anymore.
It can all change. No, but do you think this is where we go straight into the nub of it. Do you think, lads, that an interest in sports is seen as masculine? So let's say, I don't know are you single, you two? Attached? What's going on?
Yeah, sadly, I am.
Yeah, we're single, yeah.
You're both single, right?
Yeah.
So if you were going out with a girl, first date, really fit, loads in common, all the things you look for, she's kind, she's got a great family, she's considerate, she's intelligent, she's fit, you fancy her. But before you can even pick up your fork, she's like, I'll tell you what's going on with the season. This, and what about rugby league? What's going on there? Would you?
I think I'd absolutely love that. Like, I was speaking to some girl on a dating app, and she was an Arsenal fan. And like, one of the first things she did was be like, well, she was just saying we can go watch football together. And she was just talking about Arsenal. And I was just blown away by the conversation. One of the best conversations I'd had.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, nothing. I'm too shy to go on the date.
Ironically, didn't score.
Yeah. Fell at the last hurdle once again.
You know, like when you see it, there was a phrase when I was a teenager, just very politically incorrect now, geezer bird, for like a female friend who was just like in a football shirt talking about sport the whole time, as though there was something unmasculine about it. I mean, it's so unfashionable now. But I think at the back of a lot of men's minds, they still feel that way.
Yeah, I don't know, really. I think it's ever since the women's... Sorry, my football terminology is so bad, but ever since the women just won the Euros...
What did they win, Fab?
The Euros?
Yeah.
Yes! I think it's opened the door for a lot more women to feel like they can watch it and they want to watch it.
I'm wondering, though, Lindsay, when women speak about sport, like say you were into the Euros, whatever just happened, like, what was it, the Euros, the Lionesses, and you met with your friend Rachel and you were speaking about the football, you're actually speaking about the football. But I don't know if men, when they're speaking about the football, are actually speaking about the football. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's like two blokes walking to a room, we've got nothing in common, our wives are friends, we don't even want to be here. And it's a way of finding something to talk about, to engage with another man. I'm wondering if sport is a stepping stone for men more than it is for women.
Oh, I agree that it's a mad stepping stone.
Definitely. It's like, yeah, when my dad like first meets somebody, it's like, who do you support? Then he would start talking. You just said you were like a Man City fan, then that would have started a whole conversation because he's a Red, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, whenever I'm in a pub or, you know, your new mates are brought in or whatever, football is the easy go-to chat because if most of my mates and people I know are all into the same kind of thing anyway.
But that's why it's a nightmare for me, because I'm not into football. And like sometimes Lindsay would be like, it'd be great, the girls are going, all their fellas are going, and then they walk off and they're all talking about like feelings within 5 seconds. And then I'm just sat at a table thinking, how the fuck can I join it? I don't know anything about this fucking Argentinian goalkeeper. Well, there's one I fucking look like as well, apparently. Plays for Aston.
The best thing you can do is just chat
Martinez.
Shit and make stuff up.
Martinez.
Yeah. That's what I get every time Martinez plays, my fucking Twitter crashes.
I don't understand any of this.
No, just go with it. It's
just
fine.
Football banter, eh, lads?
But what about the toxic edge of it, though, Fab? I mean, it's some people argue, particularly like middle class toffs who want to stamp on people's fun, that sport and toxic masculinity are linked. That they're somehow one and the same thing, that if I have like 5 Stellas in me and England goes on, it's impossible not to turn into a twat. I mean, that is true of me, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think, it's a tough one. I think people love the sport so much. They're very passionate about it. So if you say something wrong about their team, they're going to get pissed off. Like my uncle, Man City's supporter, that's why I support them, allegedly. If I wore a red T-shirt to his house, he'd make me change it and put a blue one on.
Yeah, it's very much like that, isn't it?
I live near Manchester. It's like fucking the Palestinian border up here on Manchester. It's a fucking nightmare.
It's brutal.
You know what I don't understand? I was just speaking to Dean, our friend, this morning, and we were talking about football. I don't know why we were talking about football. I was like, you know, he was telling me he took his son to a game. And I was like, are you a Millwall? Is it Millwall? Is that how you say it? Like, he's a Millwall fan. It's like, is it quite wild? And he was like, oh my God, it's so wild. And he said, it's quite mild when you go in. And then all of a sudden, all these like OAPs, these pensioners will start being like, wanker, you know, and swearing. Just, do you think it's a way of like them just getting aggression out? Like when I'm feeling like, oh, I put like really aggressive rap music on and then I think I'm like Tupac or something and that helps me mentally. Do you think that they do that? They're all nice and calm and then as soon as the football goes, you start like swearing to get out like a certain anger.
That's a good question. Is there like a cathartic element, like exfoliating the anger?
Well, Defo, there was a story that came out not long ago from a footballer in a Premier League that was dating this woman and she'd met her son. And then at the next game he was playing, he saw that son in the stand, like giving him the middle finger, like telling him to fuck off. And he was dating this woman and he knew this son from being like a lovely boy and the mum was lovely. And it is a completely different personality to the person he'd met at home to being at football with his mates. Mm. And that is what it is, because when you have 30,000 people in a stadium that all love one thing, all it's going to take is one little trigger and everyone's going to jump onto it.
I like that. You know, if I was the footballer, as I was walking upstairs with the mum, I'd be going, it's coming home now, playing the PlayStation, you little shit.
No, it's just atmosphere, isn't it? Bastard.
But I see you change. I go to football matches with you and it's something like something takes a hold of you. Like, you're not Jake anymore. You're like this beast.
Oh, mate, I absolutely live and breathe my club. I've loved them since I was a tiny little boy. Like, if we lose, I'm in a bad mood. We win, I'm ecstatic.
Yeah.
Really? So it affects you as bad as that? Like, you're in a bad mood if you lose?
It will definitely like make me annoyed. Like, I could be here sat on my own and I will proper scream and shout at the TV, like, if Arsenal score. But if we lose, it can ruin my weekend. Also, Arsenal have had a terrible 3 years. So I've had a terrible 3 years.
Like, oh my God.
No, genuinely, like.
Deep, deep depression.
Yeah, if you really, really love the club, it is actually like that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
But what's curious is men seem to be more affected by sporting losses than women, and yet men are more drawn to follow it. In fact, female versus male sports fans, a survey conducted really recently, May 2022, 39% of male respondents stated they were avid sport fans. Meanwhile, this figure was just 12% amongst females. So we are getting maybe a high of, as well as the lows, we maybe are getting a high. Now, that's a controversial thing to say, but this has also been tested. People in 2020s hate experiments like this, can't bear experiments that yield actual concrete results you can't deny. But here we go, Twitter. So what they did was they took these were players rather than fans, two basketball teams. So there was a female match and a male match, so four teams in total. And they were tested people before and after the match to see their hormonal levels. Now, the female losers were as depressed and fucked off as the male losers, psychologically and when interviewed. But when tested hormonally, the men had a chemical change.
Wow.
Their testosterone dipped. So that feeling of whether you're watching your favourite F1 team lose or your favourite rugby league team, it seems to be irrelevant, or your favourite golfer lose, that low energy, don't even want to drink my pint after the match, is not just psychological. It appears to be at least a tendency towards in men, more likely that we'll have a testosterone low, a lack of energy, a mild depression that lasts the afternoon. Wow. I wonder if you've ever experienced that.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Because there's been games where I go to the Emirates to watch Arsenal and we'll go and win. And then the first thing I want to do is say to everyone, let's fucking go out. Like, let's have a drink here and let's hit the town. Like, let's have it. But if we lose, like, before the game's even over, I'm looking whether I can get an Uber. Like, you know, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
So I've 1,000,000% been there.
Mm. Yeah, again, I don't feel any of these emotions when I come to a football match with you.
What about watching Formula One, though? Do you not have, like, do you follow the teams? Do you ever do that?
Yeah, a big Ferrari fan, and they, again, haven't had the greatest season. Why is it? It's always to do with red, isn't it? All these red teams just aren't doing very well across the board. But no, you do feel like they're almost like your family in a way. So when they're not doing well, you do get a bit depressed, a bit sad, didn't you?
Like the Labour Party, these fucking reds, they just can't win.
Yeah.
I'm wondering whether there are sports where we separate men and women where it's not necessary. I've never understood certain sports like golf, for example. I mean, I'm not like putting golfers down or anything. Come on. You don't exactly need like guns, like North Korea's fucking weapons factory to hit.
Well, this is the same issue with motorsports.
Yeah, we have this same chat with Formula One. Like, realistically, there's absolutely no reason why a girl can't drive a car better than a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because one of the male drivers could park it for her at the end of the race.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the driver of the two of me and Ross. Like, Ross, I drive and park Ross all
Lindsay,
the time.
Lindsay, are you going to let me get away with that, Liz? I'm the worst parker.
Go on, bite.
That's what I mean. He can't drive for shit. Do you know when I was... So I had to have a planned C-section because our little girl didn't turn in the tummy, so I had to go. And I drove myself to the hospital and parked the car because... he just couldn't do it. He's like...
No, it was worse than that, Linz. I did some of the drive, but then I had to get out and Lindsay had to parallel park just before she was about to have a C-section.
he was just like, I can't do it. So I had to get out and park. He's just so shit at parking.
I have to say that, otherwise I'll be cancelled for the joke that went before it. But do you think there's more pressure for females to be more exceptional when they do sport than men? Like, if you've got four sons... and they're all a bit shit at football, you carry on taking them because that's what boys do. But if you've got four daughters and you're taking them to football, the first thing the other parent is going to ask you, are they really good, are they? How comes you're going every week before, as though it's somehow different, like women have to be extra good at it?
I think from a girl's perspective, maybe they'd want to prove to themselves and everyone else that they're just as good as the guys.
Yeah.
Maybe there wouldn't be as much pressure on them from other people, but... maybe from themselves, you know?
Do you know what my dad said? You know, when the Lionesses were playing, I haven't really been watching the news. We watched the game. My dad had it on at our house and we did watch it just to like support. And I actually got really into it. But my dad was like, I really enjoy watching the girls because they just get on with it. He said, whereas the men just fall at any opportunity. Like you graze them, they graze the shoulder and then they're down and they're like, oh, I'm in pain. Whereas the women just get straight up. So he said there's less like pretending with the women. They just get back up and crack on.
It's just the female pain threshold, isn't it? They'd be like hopping around with one stump, squirting blood, a C-section scar and then header a ball in.
Yeah, there was bigger tackles going in the women's Euros than in the men's Euros. The tackles, mate, honestly, some of the tackles in that final,
wow,
they go flying right in. The standard has massively improved of women's football as well, which it obviously helps. And women's football was never as publicised as like men's football.
Well, it's always been seen as a joke, hasn't it? Like, it's like, oh.
But why does it feel acceptable for girls to watch men playing football? But if like eight lads were like, we're all going to go and watch a female Burnley at the weekend, you know there'd be a bit of banter if you said it.
Yeah, I haven't got massively into women's football yet. Like, I was behind the Lionesses, but I probably wouldn't go and watch, you know, like women's football. But if it was Arsenal, maybe I would.
Do you think there's insecurity on men's parts? Like if it was like Dave, Gary, Terry, we're going to watch female Arsenal at the weekend. Oh, what are we going to do? Go to a fucking spa afterwards? We ain't going. It'd be a bit of that, wouldn't it?
I reckon, like, there's probably a bit of that, yeah, but I reckon...
Maybe that's just football culture, because you see a lot of girls in, like, in the fight scene, UFC and boxing, who are absolute beasts.
True. And yeah, tennis as well. Yeah. Tennis. Yeah. When the Williams sisters are playing, everyone fights for a ticket. No one seems to give a shite in tennis, whether it's boys or girls, do they?
I think it's just a stigma around football, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think it's a football stigma around football. Yeah, I agree with that.
Where are all the female F1 drivers, then?
So they have W Series now, which is like a women's Formula One. And it's really good because you don't have to be rich to get into it. Like, you just have to have credentials and be good enough.
Yeah.
You get a
seat. Why can't they be in the F1? Why have they got to have a separate thing?
You have to have 3 years no claims and a little like green L on the back.
A little green P. Just passed. No, there is still a lot of talk. There's still a lot of talk that like women still don't have like the physical fitness for it, because it's still very physically demanding. You're pulling a lot of G's when you're in an F1 car, so there is that argument.
Listen, we carry children. There's nothing that we can do. Everything men can do, but probably better if we get the opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah, so maybe we'll see that, because Formula One's changing a lot in these next couple of years, so you might see a female in a seat.
A lot of that's going to come down to sponsors, though. Like, they're the ones who pick the person for the team. And there has...
Really?
Because they pick the drivers. So it would be a massive statement if someone did put a female in. It's happened before. Didn't someone
race in Formula? Have they not trialled? Do females' lap times not come in similar to men's? Or are they... I mean, that's the test, isn't it? Do females drive slower laps on F1 than men or not?
I don't think they've had the chance to even try it.
I would really like to challenge this. I'd be really good.
They must have gone round with a stopwatch once. All you need is a fucking stopwatch in a car. They must have checked it.
The car is the big thing. The cars, like, I don't know any females
that. Can't drive
that.
That's
fine.
You ain't fucking driving the McLaren.
Don't fucking touch it. All right.
That's Lewis. But your sister, no. Sorry. So men gravitate towards certain types of sports. So some sports, we're into controversial areas here, but let's try and keep it funny at least. I think some sports are more like feminine. And I was forced to play hockey at my religious school was so like loved violent sports that football was a treat. That's how bad it was at my school. Rugby was every lesson. Then hockey, which was just an excuse to smash each other in the head with sticks. And then football was a treat. Like cut shins was like a day off. So I'm not suggesting hockey is feminine, but when I used to say it on the bus with kids from other schools, that was it. There's something about like swinging a hockey stick around, or worse, lacrosse.
So we went to a sports school, college, whatever. And me and Jake always used to forget our PE kit, funnily enough. So if we didn't have our kit...
Both at the same
only
time.
Only on the day that was rugby.
But they would send us...
All we brought is our cowboy hats and some big oil. What are we going to do?
We're boots with the Spurs on.
It's like you were there.
But they would send us into the hall to watch the girls do trampolining. The girls would be doing trampolining while we're playing football. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, awful.
We forgot our kit every week.
You built amazing forearm strength over that term. That was the amazing thing.
Exactly. In both arms as well, funnily enough.
I can't explain my bicep growth, but I keep missing PE. Have you never played a sport, Lindsay? Have you never done netball or any? Because you're so competitive in everything else. Like
anything
we do,
yeah.
Any card game, you have to play it until it's boring, until you've won 100 times. So why don't you play sport?
Oh, I can't be bothered, but there's other things I'd rather do. But I used to do like netball. I'm quite good. I'm quite good at sport. I just don't do it.
I mean, male netball, that never took off, did it?
Yeah, I was just about to ask that question, Ross. I was going to say, is there like male netball teams? And why not?
I want to start it so I'm number one at something. So for anyone who watched the Commonwealth Games a couple of weeks ago, I was and still am, as far as I know, the number one rhythmic gymnastics ribbon dancer for men in the United Kingdom. Do you know why? Because no one, literally not one man, represents us in the rhythmic gymnastics. It's so bad that there's not even a male rhythmic gymnastics sport. Every other Olympic sport you can think of has a male and a female category, nearly all of them. But this one has no men. Yeah, admittedly, I was twirling a ribbon round in a leotard.
You were just like grinding, weren't you?
But I temporarily became the number one ribbon dancer. So I think some sports are definitely seen as more masculine. I mean, again, female rugby. You just don't hear about it. Why?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but then you get like... Like ice skating, like you get men who do ice skating. That's not very masculine, is it, really?
I suppose it'd be speed skating, wouldn't it? You know, like with the hat and the wrap-round Ray-Bans.
Yeah, the really cool helmet. And the,
do you do ice skating? I do fucking speed skating. Yeah, and I don't even stop at the end. I smash into the wall on purpose.
It's true, though.
Okay, guys, that is half time. We're going to take a break there and we'll be back to discuss sports, men versus women.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.